Responding to questions from senators on why Chinese nationals were allowed to mine on riverbeds, Mr. Chidakwa said the country's laws did not allow that, hence the eviction of those people along the Mazowe River. He said the problem of people mining on riverbeds had also been detected in some parts of the country and urged citizens to report any illegal mining activities to his ministry.
Already given instructions that no one should mine on a river. It does not matter who they are. We removed Zimbabweans who were mining on the river. Still, at my level, nobody can be more superior to the Zimbabweans in their own country. I want you to know, honorable members, that all our investors, whether they are foreign or local, abide by the same laws.
On the pollution of rivers by diamond mining companies, Mr. Chidakwa said it is the responsibility of those companies to prevent or stop the pollution of rivers. He said companies responsible for the pollution must compensate farmers whose cattle have died after drinking water from polluted rivers. The Chinese are also involved in diamond mining in Chiazwa in Manicaland province. Also in Senate today, Justice Legal and Parliamentary Affairs Minister Emmerson Mnangagwa said the country's modern marriage laws will be amended to allow traditional leaders to solemnize marriages in their areas of jurisdiction. This is currently being done by magistrates who are far away from people, particularly in rural areas. Mr. Mnangagwa said more than 70% of marriages are not registered, and new changes in marriage laws will encourage couples to register their marriages.
We will aid those who live in remote areas and who would have to travel long distance to reach the nearest magistrate's court, as they will now be able to have their marriages registered by their own chief.
Meanwhile, in the National Assembly, debate on sanctions, which raised tempers among lawmakers from both sides of the House, was deferred to next Tuesday. MDCT Chief Whip Innocent Gonese indicated to Speaker Jacob Mdenda that his members wanted debate to continue. ZANU-PF Chief Whip Joram Gumbo objected to such moves. Speaker Mdenda then ruled that there is nothing wrong with deferring the debate to next Tuesday. At the same time, lawmaker Priscilla Misaira Mumshonga of the MDC formation, led by Professor Walsh Mengwe, said she will next week move a motion calling on government to provide resources for expanding parliament building or consider having parliament sessions in Bulawayo. Parliament building does not have adequate space for National Assembly members to the extent that some of them now sit in the Speaker's gallery during sessions. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.